3 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is Gail Davis and Jay Logan live from New York and San Francisco. And we're about to share a few things that's going on today with Listen Give. But before we go into that and I bring our co-host Jay on, I want to let you know who our wonderful guests are today. So, you know you're on Listen Give Live Radio, guys. Give us a clap now. Our guests for today are Mrs. Catherine Danmoder and Angela Morrissey of Education Through Music in New York. They're a nonprofit organization that helps students in the New York area and in low-income areas have music in their curriculum in schools. They service, can you believe this, 13,000 students every week, as well as hire very well-educated music teachers to support these students, and they have a blast together. And then we have also on our show, we have Hitesh Manga, also known as Harry Manga, and Neha Jain from the YES program, Youth Empowerment Seminar Program. It's really about bringing youth back to having fun in school, concentrating on their academics, enjoying music, and enjoying all the things that would help them grow into an adult. And it also supports other adults and parents and educators in working together with those youth, as well as in their own personal lives of overcoming stress. There's different forms of breathing, meditation, and yoga, and the youth love it. So we're going to hear from them later on in the show as well. So I'm going to bring on our co-host, Jay Logan from San Francisco. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Gail, and it's really sunny out here. We're having great weather out here. Hasn't rained out here for quite a while, so, you know, I hope that we get some rain because we need the rain because some of the grasses are getting kind of not getting enough water. And so that's what's going on out here. It's really sunny and beautiful out here.
Wow. Well, you know, I wish I could say the same. This week it's raining, but I can't complain. In New York, Jay, we've had some really good weather. We've had, like, really, like, 50 degrees yesterday, I believe it was, and I think it's like 48 degrees the other day. But we do have rain today, and we may have snow, but I'm not complaining. I'm actually looking forward to the snow. I remember last year we were knee-high in snow. It was literally coming up to our waist and above. Oh, I guess it's also depending on how tall you were, too. But the snow had really overcome the cars. You know, I can't wait to get on with today's show because, you know, Listen Give is really taking off. You know, since we did the event, you know, where we honored Keep a Child Alive with Alicia Keys and Danny Simmons, Education Through Music, Do Something, the Manhattan New Music Project. We had people come out from the music label, you know, Heart to Art Music. It's been amazing. You know, people are really interested in hearing the new works, whether it's seeing new art, hearing new artists and so forth. It's really amazing. So, Jay, you said you had some news for us. You know, I know that the Consumer Electronics Show is going on out in San Francisco. CES is going on, and I heard you had some news for us. So, you know, take us there.
Oh, wonderful. I got some great news. Well, I'm going to start off with what Facebook is doing. They announced a new music note button that's on the Facebook and it's called Listen With. And now Facebook lets you listen to music with friends. So you can sit there, and me and you, Gail, could be on Facebook, and you might like something, you know, who knows, you might like some little jazz or some rock, and we can listen to the same song together while we're chatting and socializing. And not only that, we can have our friends all listen to it with us. It could be a group of us. There's only one catch, though. And the catch is, and you have to have the only requirement, you have to have both parties have to have the same music service. That's the only thing. So we all have to have the same music service. But other than that, it's a great new feature. Facebook is happy about it. They're raving about it. And we're going to see what happens because it's a fun way and it's a powerful way to connect with friends.
The only that, you know, I know that the really cool thing is you know, the some of the streaming services that you'll be able to use with this is Spotify and RDIO. The only thing you know with Spotify about this service is, Jay, Spotify did have the free service and then, you know, the other premium services. But now really Spotify's, you know, premium, if you want to say freemium service here, it's not that great. It's so limited. So I hope that with Spotify being a part of Facebook, they will expand, allow themselves to be expanded and allow people to really use their music and play it like they really want.
Okay. So those are the only two services that supports it right now, as of now. Okay.
Exactly. I'm not going to say that's the only one, but, you know, they are speaking about that those are the services that they're connecting with themselves and publicly sharing about the music.
Okay. Well, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, people in your group can play the DJ, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, having a little party on Facebook with you, you know. And if you don't like what the DJ's playing, you can tell them, hey, you know, play something I like, you know. So, you know, that's wonderful that they added that new feature because sometimes it gets a little boring on Facebook. You're just talking and chatting. Now you got the little music going on. So
I think that's really great. I think that's really, really great. Well, you know, I know that there's something else you wanted to share with us about that new ultra-thin book. You know, we've been talking about, you know, Apple and, you know, the Apple Air and all that, but now I hear HP has one. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Jay?
Oh, wow. What a treat. The Ultra book. I already want one of those scales. It's kind of a cross between an iPad and a notebook. But it's smaller and you can take it with you and it's lighter. And it's just a great little new thing, and what it has in it is a solid state drive. And what that does is that immediately boots up when you boot up Windows or you boot up your operating system. You don't have to wait because it's a solid state drive. All the information just comes on like as if you turned on the radio, you know, automatically, bam, Windows pops up, boom, you're ready to go. It's like a new PC, you know. Intel owns it. They own the license to it, the name, the trademark. And those things, they're just great. They you can get them with, like, 8 gig of memory, and you can have up to 256 gig of storage. And they are basically powered by the ARM based processors, and the things are really fast. You could have an i5 or i7, 1.8 gig. It's very light. It's easy to take with you. So I guess this is to deter people from the Mac Thin book. You know, it's kind of their answer to that. So look out for these things. This is a hot new item. So, you know, check it out. Google it.
Well, you know, I have some news of my own about that one. I love PCs, and now that I have a Mac myself, you know, I still miss my PC, but I see that there's a world for both of them. And I have my iPad, too, and I'm just getting used to that iPad. I really haven't, and even though I've had it for months on months now, I still have to say that I want to definitely get an Android tablet because there's certain things, like, for instance, I know you're not going to believe this, I have fallen in love with Angry Birds, okay? and as an example, you have to pay for the full version of Angry Birds on your iPad, but when you go to the Droid side, it's free. The same one that I would play, if I wanted that exact one, I'd have to pay for it on the iPad. So, you know, Apple is doing really well, but I think they need to look into how they're doing with their developers around the APIs in terms of their apps. Because I think it's causing a big stir. Because on Android, is so many things free and open market. And one thing before we bring on our guest, who I'm so excited to share in a few seconds, we're going to talk later in the show about Facebook campaign for the Bad Barbies for children who have cancer. But without further ado, we're going to bring on our guest right now, who is from Education Through Music, a wonderful nonprofit program that is amazing what they do with youth in the New York City area and other areas around the nation of supporting these youth and actually having 13,000 youth in low-income areas and disadvantaged schools to have music in part of their curriculum. And it's amazing what they're doing. They also provide the teachers as well. So we're going to bring on Angela Marcy and Catherine Dalmarker from Education Through Music to hear more about what they're up to and see how we can all get involved. Okay?
Hi, Gail. Angela Marcy here. How are you?
Hi, Angela. How are you? I don't know if you've met Dre, but Dre, this is Jay Logan, our co-host, and welcome aboard.
Thank you so much to both of you. Hello, and I apologize that Catherine is not able to join us today. She is in one of our schools today. So,
no problem.
Business. So, yeah, I'm here filling in for the both of us. So thank you for the introduction.
Okay.
And, you know, as Gail said, you know, we've been around for, this is our 21st year. We began in one school as a pilot program. We are now in 25 schools in New York City. We serve and educate 13,000 children every week. We partner with inner city schools around the New York City area, and we bring basically the entire music program to these schools from pre-K through eighth grade. We have basic music that we layer with band, orchestra, and chorus that our children can take as electives as they go on. We always partner with schools that are that lack the resources to develop school-wide music programs. And we ensure high-quality instruction by hiring qualified music teachers, providing ongoing training to all of our teachers, both our, the music teachers and the classroom teachers in our schools, to kind of get that sense of community going, and performing regular program assessments. And that's just a little bit about us. We're also in L.A. in San Fran with an additional 8,000 children in the San Fran and Bay Areas.
Well, that sounds really good. And, you know, just going back to, 21 years of service, okay, I'm sure that the nonprofit has gone through, you know, so many, you know, peaks and valleys during that time. You know, Angela, with you now being, you know, a part of this great organization yourself, I would like to know, you know, what are some of the most personal experiences that you've had in interacting with some of the kids? Can you tell us any stories?
Absolutely. You know, we don't consider ourselves Star Search. However, there are students that are going to really stand out and melt your heart, and we definitely I know our teachers spend a little bit more time kind of grooming and mentoring those students to see, you know, is this something you want to do for a living? Because you can. We have one student, his name is Brandon. He's in one of our schools in the Bronx, and he is just a prodigy on the violin. You would just be blown away. And we work with Joshua Bell. He's a Grammy Award-winning violinist. He's pretty amazing. I mean, he's like the cream of the crop of violinists, and we had him come to the school to play for these kids, and it changed Brandon's life. He had all of the kids play for him, and he noticed how amazing and gifted Brandon was. He invited Brandon to come to his penthouse in Midtown Manhattan to perform for all of these amazing people and enthusiasts, and that changed his life, and we really look forward to, he's now graduated middle school, he's moved into high school, so we are really excited to hear if he makes a career of this one day.
Well, I know Jay had some interesting questions for you as well, and Jay, what would we like to ask Angela here?
Oh, Angela, I'm actually, I appreciate you coming to our show today, and I was looking at some of the schools that you support in the Bay Area, and I was surprised. One of the schools I've been to, and I've done some things at the school, Coronado Elementary School in Richmond, and so okay. I'm just so pleased that you guys support that school, and there's a host of other schools like Piedmont Elementary School, and you guys are just doing a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing out here, so I'm really, really, really happy with what you're doing, and I'm surprised you have this many schools. There's a whole bunch of them that you support out here. So
there
that's
are,
wonderful.
And thank you.
One of the questions I have for you is, as far as your curriculum, I was wondering what fields are taught in your curriculum, like, for example, performing, recording, or playing music, or all three?
All three. We really we work with a skill-based curriculum that we have obtained from the New York City Department of Ed, where each year, like if you flip to through the kindergarten book, there is like a 100-page book for every single grade going up, and by the end of the grade, there are these benchmarks of achievements that by the end of kindergarten, you should know, different beats and recognizing harmony and et cetera. And then as the kids go through the years, we have those benchmarks. So it is kind of when you look at these benchmarks on a chart, it looks kind of like, oh, you know, like the teachers are going through and saying, okay, I'm going to pick rhythm and whatever today. And it's not really, they work hand in hand with the classroom teacher. So let's say the classroom teacher in geography is teaching rocks at that point. They will, the music teacher will take that and say, okay, like, how can I work this into my curriculum? So really, music becomes a part of their well-rounded education. It's, connecting back, taking what they've been learning through the day, connecting it through music. But with each grade, we have different benchmarks of achievements, and we do have standardized testing at the end of each year that our students all take to ensure that our teachers have done their job and they've learned what they're supposed to that year. Recording, we do that, and actually two of our schools right now in New York City, we have the two only of their kind. They are technology labs / recording studios for these children
wow.
to learn on. They all are sitting in front of these like 32-inch Apple monitors where a keyboard
wow.
and guitar are plugged in. They're learning how to. They have like headsets on. They are sitting there actually playing on these guitars and piano, learning how to record music. They can then record over already laid down tracks and beats or make their own, upload them to their iPod, share with friends on iTunes. I mean, it's really interactive, and we are just installing our latest lab in Hunts Point, Bronx, which, as you know, mm-hmm. a very underprivileged area, and there's an actual like full recording studio in the area where kids can put down time for studio time and go in there and sing and perform and hear themselves recorded. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love to hear that. I saw that you guys won a Blue Ribbon Award, and I was wondering what year did you win that award? That's an honor. And could you explain a little bit about that, the Blue Ribbon Award, to our listeners?
I've only been at the organization for 2 years, so I'm definitely not the one to ask about that. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I wish I could tell you more about that, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful that you won that award. My last question is, so how do you go about donating instruments to your program, and what would I do if I wanted to donate a trumpet or something to you guys? What would I do?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying that we love anyone coming to us, be able to offer services to us in any sort of way. Donated instruments, you basically just call our line. We have somebody here that deals specifically with donated instruments, and by fielding the calls and finding out if somebody has even sheet music, old CDs they don't use, old instruments, anything, we do take all of that in, and we have a resource room here available for our teachers, so they can come in here and get sheet music and CDs, or we do have schools that do have needs for instruments, and we'd make sure it got to the right school. We also get calls from people that want to donate professional services, whether they're a graphic designer or a PR person, and they call in and say that they want to help out, and we have room for any professional to help out with us. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, Gail. Well, Angela, I have a question for you. There was a wonderful event that one of the students, I believe this may be one of the ones you're talking about, the Green Campaign that you recently on December 15th had. I thought that was amazing. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? And it seems your organization has been involved with, Glee in some form of fashion in many ways.
Yeah, it was really an amazing event, what happened was, it was actually this last December past. It was the summer of 2010. Dante De Loreto, the executive producer of Glee, he produces Glee along with Ryan Murphy. They do several shows together. Glee is one of them. He basically wanted to find an organization that had a nationwide presence, and somebody that actually taught music education. We're not an enrichment program. We don't go into the schools and do a little after-school thing once in a while and only teach a select group of students. He wanted to find somebody such as ourselves, that we are bringing music education every week to these kids. And he basically called us and said, we are working with American Express for this campaign this December, and we would like to honor you guys, and American Express would like to give you a check, and we want to work with your schools in LA. So we had a select group of students from one of our LA schools go to the Paramount Studios and meet and perform for the cast of Glee, and do, like, you know, they did like little craft projects together and everything. But it was really amazing, and that turned into our executive director asking Dante, you know what, we want to recognize you for your efforts in music education. This show Glee has just brought so much attention to the, you know, they cover all sorts of things on Glee, including that music programs are being cut, and on their TV show, it's always a battle between the, you know, sports program and the music program and who's going to get cut. So they're always, you know, fighting the music teacher and the band teacher. So she put it out there, like, you're bringing light to the world, to millions of viewers, of how important music education is and how much of a threat it is at getting cut. We want to honor you. So he gladly accepted, and we honored him this past April in New York City, and he brought Jane Lynch with him. She awarded him with this award. He had half of the cast there with them, so it was definitely a very big star-studded event, the first of its kind for us, where we really got that kind of celebrity presence. So it was pretty amazing.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Yeah. Angela, it's so amazing to see that a nonprofit organization, you know, been around for 21 years, solid foundation, is doing this kind of work in so many areas, you know. And we'd like to know from you, what do you think that makes your organization so special? We're not saying other organizations are not special, but this truly is a special organization, and it provides so much love to the students. We on our Listen Give website, please check out the article we have about education through music. And where we put up, the women's inspiration video that you sent over to us, it was so amazing how these children just gravitate to their teachers. Can you just share with us, why is it that, you know, we come across so many nonprofit organizations, but there's something special about what you're doing? What do you think it is, you know, being at this organization yourself? We'd love to hear from your own personal view why.
Sure. You know, I mean, we have this one line that we use over and over that I'll start off with saying, which is, we believe that every child deserves a well-rounded education that includes music. And we saw a need in the community where, you know, there was a lot of these little organizations popping up that were enrichment programs that would have a guest artist pop by a school in the Bronx and bring out a guitar and sing with the kids and then go home, or have children audition and pay for lessons, and only the talented are selected. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong. It's just different from what we do. There's nothing wrong with that, but it is very different from what we do, because we are giving these children, no matter of, you know, talent or ability, we teach every child in the school, regardless of that, regardless of income or ability. We teach special ed children. We go in, we work with the students in the community. If we have parents that come to us, like, my son really showed interest in the band, but we can't afford the rental for the year, we sit down with those parents one-on-one, and we help them out. And if they can't provide any of that instrument rental. We step in and take care of that for them because we feel that no child should be left out. You know, we hold our kids to a very high standard. When our children want to join band, orchestra, they have to have a perfect attendance record. They have to come to practice. If they miss so many practices, they're out. And it really, we have seen just scores, you know, grades just skyrocket in these schools. Every child that is a part of our music program, you know, their grades just go through the roof, especially those that join our band and orchestra program. You know, we just hold them to such a high standard. You see them walking around just holding their heads high. They have something that they can achieve and feel proud about, and you know, just being a part of that is really exciting. And I think, you know, I'm saying a lot, but I think the one thing that makes us stand out is that this is something that's happening every week. It's a part of the curriculum. Our teachers are in the schools, in the classrooms, working with other teachers. We get the community involved. There's just a lot of there's a lot more there than just teaching music.
Angela, thank you so much for being on and, you know, being a part of the event that we had. You know, it's been amazing, and we're going to be working with you further on so many things, and we look forward to that. And anything that Jay or I can do to support you, I think you know that. And we just want to remind our listeners to contact Angela Morrissey if you want to volunteer and get involved, especially host an event for Education Through Music or be a sponsor to what they're doing. It's just so many amazing things that we just don't have the time to fill it up right now. But please check in with her, and you can find them at etmonline.org. Again, that's etmonline.org. Angela, thank you for being a part of our event today.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Anna.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, everyone, Jay, we get to bring on our next guest. Can you believe this is getting exciting now? Where it's having Angela here and share about what they're up to and be so informative for our audience. Now we have coming up the YES program, which is the Youth Empowerment Seminar Program, the most amazing thing, because it's not only just for youth, but it's also for adults and other programs that they have. It actually is, believe it or not, breathing and then meditation and then yoga and so many other things that help students get connected within themselves, with their peer group, and also have a spike in their education in academic areas and music and everything. But this also applies to musicians, writers, you know, when you get that creativity block. So from the YES program, we're bringing on Neha Jain and Hitesh, who's also known as Harry Monger. They're from the Art of Living with the YES program. So let's have a warm welcome to them.
Thank you, Gail.
Hello, Neha. Hi, Neha. Hello, Hitesh, Harry. How are you?
Thank you, Gail. I'm good. How are you?
We are just doing amazingly well, and you, I think you guys remember Jay. Jay, this is Neha, who is joining Harry this week. We learned so much from Harry last week that we just had to bring them back on. So,
hi, Neha.
Hi, Harry.
We're doing really well. Neha, it's so great to have you and Harry. We have so much to ask you. you know, I'm sure you just heard Angela share from Education Through Music about the wonderful programs that they're doing. And, you know, having said that, with also supplying the teachers as well for the comprehensive curriculum that they give for the academic side to balance it out for children here, especially in areas that are, you know, don't have music available to them. I would love for you to share, you know, the work that you're doing. You know, you both are teachers, you know, in several of the programs with Art of Living and the YES program. And, you know, Neha, we would love to start off with you here. You know, Neha, I know that you work with people of all ages. So can you share with us a little bit about, you know, what you do with the YES program, you know, a little bit about what the YES program is about and how it supports both youth in school and even the parents, educators, and adults outside of that?
Yes. So the YES program is for school kids. There's another level to that program. It's called the YES Plus program. It is typically for teenagers, for kids who are in college, kids from 18 to 25. And as you might be aware, kids who are 18 to 25, they are in college, they have so much energy, and that's also an age where it's very easy for kids to, you know, lose focus of what they want in life and, you know, kind of go out of focus. So we come in right there, and I am based in NGIT. It's a graduate school in Newark, and I teach the kids. We have sessions every week. We conduct yoga. We do meditation, and it's such an amazing experience, Gail, for me to teach them, because all of them, they love it. And there's so many kids who come to me and then they say that, you know, they have more improved focus, improved concentration when they study, their better grades. If they have any headaches or any physical ailments, they feel so much better after coming to class. So that's really great. And we're trying to expand these programs so we can offer like 5-day workshops that we offer to adults. And talking about adults, we have special programs for adults. Those are 5-day programs, and the programs teach very powerful breathing techniques and meditations, and they get rid of a lot of stress that, you know, we accumulate from the day-to-day life. And as you would agree with me, life is so much more hectic now and busy, and everybody wants to do as much done as they can. And, you know, it really takes toll on the body and the mind. So it's very good to once in a while, you know, rejuvenate yourself, meditate, because, you know, once you meditate, you come out so much more refreshed, peaceful, and you have so much more energy to do all the things that you want to do. So, yes, those are the programs we offer.
Yeah, Miha, that sounds great. This is Jay. I was wondering, when you teach the meditation, also work with food habits or what the kids eat also? Is that part of the curriculum there for us, eating healthy also? Or is it just more breathing techniques and meditation?
So it's right now what we're doing is we conduct like a 2-hour workshop. So the kids come in, we do some stretching because it's good for the mind to first do some stretching, because when the mind settles down, quietens down, and once everybody is nicely, you know, warmed up, after that we go to meditations and we do like 20-25 minutes of meditation and some breathing techniques. So it's a consolidated program. It includes both the meditation and the breathing techniques. But
okay,
the longer versions, yeah, but the longer versions that we offer, like the 5-day workshops, those are very dynamic, because kids of this age, 18 to 25, they are very dynamic, as you have seen. They have so much energy. So these programs really help them clear up their mind and know how to channel this energy for, you know, their own good, for the good of the society.
Okay. Well, so this all deals with healthy bodies, healthy minds, and a healthy lifestyle. That's basically...
Yes, and that's what is going to give us a healthy society. So, yes. That's what it goes for.
Wow.
Well, you know, Neha, we really want to thank you for sharing that, because, you know, one of the things I'd love to have both you and Harry dialogue with us a little bit here on. Harry, you shared last week, and this is something so important. It's whether you're a child, a youth, or an adult. We all have a list of experiences that when you're in school or when you're at work, you know, that we as people, it's sometimes hard for us to focus. So if we're concerned about paying bills, or as an adult, or concerned about our job situation, or as a child or a student or in college, you're concerned about your grades and how you're going to pass that test and so forth, we can have so many other things on our mind that come into play that get in the way of us passing that test or, you know, getting that good grade. My question is to you, when you have those things on your mind, how does the breathing and the meditation and the yoga and the principles that you teach, Neha and Harry, how does that help, you know, kind of move those thoughts to the side so that you can get focused in being present on what you're, you know, passing that test or, you know, doing your job at the moment as an adult? How does these principles help in those areas?
Sure. I would love to answer your question. Thank you for inviting me on the show again, Gail. I'm very humbled by your gesture. It's very simple to answer your question.
Gail, you tell me, what are the things that you're grateful for in your life?
I would have to say I am very grateful for my family. I'm grateful that I get to meet people of, you know, cultures all over the world. I'm grateful actually for my mom, who's doing much better right now. And I'm grateful for having the opportunity to pursue the things that I do in my life as a career and get to meet people like yourself, you know, Jay, and can be talking with people from all over the world at any given time. Like, for me, that really lights me up, and that I get to make a difference with all of you. It's not like a cliche thing for me. It really hits me from the heart.
Right. So tell me those things which you have a complaint for in your life.
Oh, boy, this is unfair, Harry. You're using me as an example.
No, I knew you were going to give me a long list. So let me make it simpler for you, Gail. Let me make it simple. How do you feel when you're complaining?
Oh, gosh. Annoyed.
Okay.
Annoyed, you know, wish it would go away. Annoyed and wish it would go away.
Okay. And how do you feel when you have that sense of gratitude? What are the emotions that are running through you when you're grateful?
Peace, fun, actually a lot of joy and silliness.
Right.
A lot of fun and silliness and joy.
Good. So do you notice the time pass by when you're having fun, when you're joyous?
Yes, I do.
So which would you rather have in your life? Would you rather be more joyous, or would you rather be annoyed?
Of course I'd rather have more joy and fun.
Okay. Right. So if that's the case, and if that's the emotion, what the breathing techniques do is they target the problem at the source. Not, I am angry that I can't register for my classes, or for young adults for the Yes Plus course, or I can't put up with my husband for adults or for children in high school. I want to join a team. The coach is not listening to me. You know, my boyfriend doesn't listen to me, any of these things. It's not about these small things. It's about the emotion that is created behind these events. And what the breathing techniques do is, I mean, usually we think of meditation, yoga, breathing as a regimen. It's like it has to be done in a proper way at a proper time. It's not like that. It's the most simplest because it's with you at all times, like I mentioned last week. It's with you at all times. Your breath is with you at all times. So what you're doing is you're altering the rhythms of the breath so you can target the problem at its very core. You're targeting these emotions that come up when you feel uncomfortable. It's like this, Gail. There might be a math class. For me, I might love math. And for you, it might be the longest class of the day. Right? And like that, at any situation for an adult or a child, there might be a situation which you completely want to ignore, or you completely want to stay away from. But the same situation for somebody else might be something they love. They want to go to that class. They want to attend it. It brings them so much enthusiasm to solve a math problem. It may bring them so much energy. So the same thing, but the result is different. So in that way, it targets the breathing techniques, the meditation, the yoga. All these things are just a tool to get you to where you want to be and to what your nature is. You want to be happy, it's going to provide that. You want to be more joyous. You want to live life to the fullest. If we look at life as it is, it's really not worth living, Gail. You know, if we cry over certain emotions, anger, you get angry over people, you get sad, jealous, greed. If you want to cry over these emotions, why don't we just cry every day over the fact that we're going to die one day? Right. So life, if we are going to live it, might as well live it 100%. Might as well have the most enthusiasm that we possibly can, because
enthusiasm is not, you know, we say this person has more enthusiasm, that person has less. We talk about enthusiasm in a way that it's tangible. It's like a hand and a leg and an arm, a toenail, one of these things. It's very tangible. It's not tangible. It's innate. It's your very nature. It's innate in every human being. So once you know this and pair it with the breathing techniques, with the meditation, which are going to help you become more aware of this, then the meditation itself doesn't seem like a burden. It doesn't seem like, oh, I have to do this to get this benefit. No, it's your very nature. You're just going back to what you already know, and you know how to have fun already. You know how to, you know how you act when you're joyous. You know how you are when you're with your loved ones. So this is bringing you back to that space with these breathing techniques and with this meditation, with all these things.
Interesting. And very interesting. And let me ask you this: for people who are creative, Jay, I think you might want to come in with this one as well. You know, for people who are producers, you know, Jay is a world-renowned producer who's produced everyone from Bobby Brown to Whitney Houston to a lot of people. And there's times when Jay calls it his woodshed moment. You know, sometimes you want to go back to those moments where your creativity is just flowing. And then there's times when, as a writer or a producer or someone who's a musician or an artist, your creativity gets blocked. Neha, I want to know, how do you think one can, utilize these principles in their life on an everyday basis to overcome those writer's block or artist's block or music block or, things of that nature?
Yeah, I would love to answer that. So it's very related to how the previous question you asked about how, meditation or breathing actually helps. It's just breathing. So, if there's a glass window in front of you, right, or if you have glasses on, and if they are not clean, can you see properly? No, right?
No.
It's just on the glass, and the glass needs to be cleaned, right? So your mind is like a glass. Your mind is like a glass that you're looking through. And, all the different events that you go through in life, that all those events create certain impressions, right? You remember some things from a childhood, some good memories, some bad memories. So all those things create some kind of impression in the mind. And then the mind is not able to see things properly or perceive things properly. And that also creates this creativity block. Or, you don't feel complete, you don't feel full. So, when you meditate or you breathe, do these breathing techniques, what it does, it wipes the mind clean. It removes these impressions which, are limiting your ability to, be 100% or be fully enthusiastic, as Harry said, or be creative. So what meditation does is, wipes your mind off. We clean our body every day. We clean our house. We clean our furniture. We clean our clothes. But we forget to clean our mind. It is so important because, you carry your mind everywhere. You can't just put it away. If you're in the best place in the world, you have all the wealth, you have everything, but you're not feeling good, can you really enjoy it? No, it's not possible. So it's the quality of the mind that determines the quality of the life. So, all these techniques, they work on the mind. And when the mind is clean, when the mind is fully blossomed, then creativity blossoms and, you can do things. It's very easy for you to acquire new skills. It's very easy for you to execute tasks. So that's where it all boils down to, the mind.
Thank you so much. Jay, did you have any questions?
Well, first I'd like to say yes to yes, because that's really clear that thing, set my mind up, because a lot of times, like Joe said earlier, I've just gotten into a creative block now, so like,
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you?
Yes, I do believe, Jay was somehow cut off. I don't know what happened. We seem to be having difficulties here again. Sure. So, I think what his question was, if I'm not mistaken, was, you know, oftentimes, as far as, you know, the mind is concerned, when one is actually focusing on writing, as he is a producer and he focuses on writing, oftentimes he has to stop writing or stop producing and go to another multitasking, let's say it's the audio boards, to add music to a track or something like that. And so then his mind has to be clear to deal with the music track that he's producing. But then he's also writing. And here we have Jay back. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry about the interruption.
No problem.
Earlier I was saying, I say yes to yes because you cleared me up because the other day I had a mental block and I couldn't come up with nothing creative. And what it did, it took my whole day away, you know. But I believe with these new breathing techniques that you guys are offering, I believe I can learn some of this stuff. It could save my whole day and I can be very creative and I'll be able to continue my flow. So I'm very excited about what you guys are doing. And that information, Maya, that you just shared with me, I mean, I really want to learn these techniques because I'm a producer, like Gail said, and I really need to have some of this stuff because a lot of times this happens to me time and time again. So I'm going to be looking forward to talking to you guys again on our show so I can learn some of this stuff because it's very enlightening to me. Harry, I think this is a great thing. And a lot of my producer friends, they have the same problem. And I was sharing with Gail earlier, I have a lot of friends that play with different people and they get these creative blocks. And we don't know why. But like you said, clean your mind out. You know, your mind gets filled with all these different things, and sometimes you need to take a break and just clear it out so you can start anew. So that's basically what I wanted to share, Gail. I really, really learned something here. I think this is wonderful, wonderful news.
Well, you know, the other thing I want to – I'm sorry, Neha, did we –
No, I was just saying that I really thank you, this opportunity that you guys gave us, you know, to be on the show and tell people about this, you know, techniques that exist out there, you know, which you can use for, you know, your practical use and advantage. So, yeah.
I think one of the other areas that a lot of people are not aware of is something very important. You know, we've been talking about youth as we brought education through music online earlier. One of the things of having education through music that they do, and I think that you do similar, even though it's, you know, two different areas, that is education through music brings about the collaboration of the classroom teacher, the music teacher that they hire in the program for the youth, and also the parent, okay? By having those three along with the student, it bridges the gap so the student is supported in their home life, which also creates a better relationship with the parent and the child, and they have mutual interests that they can share in. And the student, with the music teacher, music is needed. It's known to balance out children in their academic performance. So with the classroom teacher who's dealing on the academic side and music teacher, it also aids in that collaboration and actually allows for the student to be well-rounded in school, peer pressure, and everything. But here's the most important thing I want to also share that, you know, I would like you and Harry to expound on, if you could. Parents and children, if parents as adults were to take on the breathing techniques, the meditation, the yoga that Art of Living offers for the adult side, okay, that would make a profound effect on the everyday life of the parent, the stress, children, you know, everything they have to deal with on a regular day basis, whether you're very wealthy or whether you're struggling to make ends meet in some sort of way. To the child who is going to school every day, dealing with peer pressure, bullying, trying to keep the academic performance up, this happens in no matter whether it's a private school, Catholic school, low-income school, low-income areas. It doesn't matter. It's across the board. Children are faced with bullying, you know, living up to their peers. They go through hormones, you know, as teenagers. I would love for you to expound on how if a parent and an adult in the household, even an adult without children who is around kids and the child itself, actually taking this on together, what would you say, Harry and Neha, would be some of the most profound things that would happen in that child and parent's home?
Harry, do you want to take that?
Sure. Gail, you know, one thing we say in the Art of Living is that stress does not discriminate. And it's all across the board, from adults to children. If anyone can solve the most basic problems, which are, why do I feel this way? Why am I not happy? You know, if anyone can solve these problems, it's the person themselves. And once they realize this, you know, we can be the richest person, or you can be on the streets. It doesn't matter. If you can solve the life's most basic problem regarding your happiness, that takes care of all the problems. If you're content with yourself, that takes care of everything. Would you like to add anything, Neha?
Yeah, I'm basically, yeah, that's what Harriet said. Like, it doesn't matter what age group you belong to. Like, children in schools have stress levels. College kids are stressed out. People working for multinationals, they have stress. Even housewives, you know, so many things to take care of and deal with. I think it's very important for every person to get educated about their mind. You know, our emotions sometimes rule us. You know, we don't want to be behaving a certain way, but then we end up behaving a certain way. We get angry, and then we feel sad. We feel sad after that, you know, we got angry at somebody or ourselves. And it's such a waste of time. If we could all handle our emotions well, then we'll save so much time and we'll be so much more productive. Also, connecting it back to how the concentration and focus levels increase so much after doing meditation. I've been practicing the meditations for 4 years now, and I see a dramatic change in my focus and concentration levels. And what happens is this actually increases your capacity to do things and to live life fully. If you're doing something and you are just doing that 100%, then you will finish the task much faster instead of you doing something and thinking about something else. That's what happens to most people. When they're at home, they're thinking about work. And when they're at work, they're thinking about home. And so nothing gets done completely. You know, if you can just focus on one thing and complete it, if, you know, we have these tools and techniques that the breathing and the yoga give us, then we can be the master of our emotions, and which is so much required in the world today.
Well, you know, we want to really thank you. And, you know, Harry and Neha, many people don't realize that it's so easy to gain access to what you do. It's taught around the world. And
yeah.
If you wouldn't mind just saying a little more about that. And I know that Jay has one other question for you. Jay, would you share with us before we go into the next part of this the segment that question you have for both Neha and Harry?
Yes, Harry, my question was, now how long does this take? How long do you have to meditate or these breathing exercises a day? When is the norm?
So these techniques, you know, we do is we teach a workshop. And in those workshops, you learn this technique. And once you have taken that workshop, every day you breathe, meditate for like 20 to 25 minutes, and you're good for the day. So, you know, 25 okay. minutes for a good 24 hours is a great deal, I think.
That was my question. Thanks.
Okay. And the last thing I just want to ask both Harry and, you know, Neha is almost like they're singing together. I would like you to share. So, you know, like Jay is located in San Francisco, and, you know, Neha, you and I belong to the same center here in New Jersey. Would you share with them how people can get involved in their local centers globally, you know, and where people can find it in the New York and New Jersey area as well as San Francisco, and then, you know, the global location as well, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, there's a website. It's called secure.artofliving.org. Secure as in secure.artofliving, artofliving.org. So secure.artofliving.org. Once you go on that website, you can pick up a state, pick up the city, and then find out the programs that are happening near your city. There's a phone number that we have on the website. You can call that number and ask them if they're having any, you know, introductory workshops. There's usually some free introductory workshops that happen, you know, once or twice a week. So you can go for one of those and then really experience for yourself, you know, how your mind feels before and after the workshop. And, you know, once you see, the difference is so tangible. It's not a small difference. It's a big difference you'll see. And then, you know, if you feel that you want to go ahead, that, you know, you can pick up a time and then, you know, register for one of the 5-day workshops and then, you know, really get into the practices. And then once you know those practices, you can practice on your own daily. And, you know, it's like a stress kit that you have with you all the time then.
Wow. Well, thank you. And Harry, is there anything that you'd like to share before leaving?
Thank you, Gail.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And so, you know, one of the things would like to share before we get off the air is we first of all want to thank you and Neha for being, you know, being on the air with us today, as well as education through music. You can find all the information you need to know about Art of Living and the YES program. So if you want to find out about the YES program, it's youthempowermentseminar.org. Again, it's youthempowermentseminar.org. Tell your educators, your teachers, your parents, and children to go visit that site, and it will tell you more how to get involved and where to pick up the classes. And we really would like you to bring it into the school and support them. And then the other thing is for all of us across the board, which is the artofliving.org. So if you're perhaps in Jersey City or New York, you'll find it at artofliving.org/Jersey City or /New York. And if you're in San Francisco, where Jay Logan is at, you'll find it at www.artofliving.org/San Francisco. So again, artofliving.org. And Neha, we so thank you. That's Neha Jain. And Hitesh, also known as Harry Manga. And with that said, we bid you a good day, folks, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys, for hosting us.
No problem. And so, Jay, are you ready to close out the show today, sir?
Yes, not really, because we have such a great show. I don't really want to close out, but I guess we have to.
I know we have to. It's so amazing. You know, we would love for you to go and visit listengive.com. You know, we're definitely in our launch stages. We have had a launch event where we had Do Something and Keep a Child Alive, Education Through Music, and several other nonprofit organizations. And what we are going to continue to have ongoingly is you'll be discovering new music, you'll be discovering new writers, new painters, new filmmakers, everything that you can imagine under the sun. And we'll be sharing about their favorite charities that either they're a part of or they give back to. So, again, that's listening to the art in the world and the youth and giving back to their favorite charities and community. So come join us at listengive.com. And if you want to know any more about these organizations, go to our website or go to Education Through Music, which is etmonline.org, or artofliving.org or youthempowermentseminar.org. So, Jen, let's say goodbye and close it out.
Okay, and I wanted to add one thing. Next week, Gail, I'll be at the NAMM show. So we'll be with Music Technology. So I want to say goodbye to everyone, and Gail, let's close it out.
Yes, and Jay will actually be doing it live from the NAMM show, so that's going to be fun. Okay, guys.
Yes.
Thanks. Okay, guys, we're closing out. Thanks for joining us.